Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At least the north end of Three Mile Bridge has three lanes operating now on the northbound side. I was able to confirm that with the traffic cameras and had not been able to connect with FDOT just yet to confirm the full bridge, but I would expect that. They wouldn't remove the north end if they wouldn't remove the south end. And the only question then is, when will the southbound side be to the same? So, woohoo! We're almost there. Almost. Joining us now, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher for the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning. That's really exciting news to have that bridge open all the way.
Finally.
Wonderful. Almost all the way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Finally. All right. So lots of stuff in the paper today. You got a story about goat yoga? The what?
That's right. So you know how when you work out, you sometimes you smell like a goat? Well, actually, you'd have a really good excuse if you did goat yoga, because they actually bring goats, little tiny, darling, precious goats, to play with you as you are doing your yoga. We have a feature that was done by our writer, Cindy Reese. She went out to one of the breweries, and they have yoga, and they bring out goats. And so while you're, you know, doing your downward dog, you might get a downward goat coming with you as well. So it's really fun. Cutest pictures, honestly.
Come on, tell them the pun. Tell them the pun. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, yes. Goat yoga is a blast.
Nice. County Commission became the center of some controversy last week with the comments made by Sam Parker, but he's apologized, right?
Yes. He has apologized, and he, you know, said that he didn't mean any ill will toward anyone after he made a slur that, you know, some people consider it a slur. And he specifically apologized to County Attorney Tom Danheiser, who was so gracious and, you know, accepted it. Although there were still some people who called for him to resign because they said it had made national news. And, of course, in these very, you know, iffy times, a lot of people are saying we can't really afford to have anyone bring this kind of negative energy to politics. But it looks like it's all going to blow over.
Yeah, that's which, you know, we talked about this quite a bit last week, but yeah, I would think so. And it was appropriate for him to say something. So Rotary honoring teachers a year.
Yes, the Rotary does this every year, and they got the ones from the local Gulf Breeze schools and their principals to come out. They gave them a nice, warm welcome and congratulated them on all their accomplishments, so that's really nice.
Yeah, no, that's always good.
Their teachers work so hard.
They do.
They all work really hard. These are just the representatives of all the teachers who work really hard.
We've also got some cooperation among different governmental entities for undergrounding utilities. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't really think about this before, but, you know, the city is planning to do all of these undergrounding, and it's going to create some issues for the school. They're going to have to, you know, use some of their school property to put some of these different equipment on their property. And also, it's going to take about 18 months. So during that time, they did need to get, you know, permission and also, you know, let the school know what they're looking forward to. Not sure when it's going to start, but it's going to take about 18 months. And, of course, they discussed, you know, where the transformers are going to be and what they're going to need these metal boxes for and where they're going to go. And so that's moving forward. That's very exciting.
Oh, that's good stuff. And also, what is speed friending? Is that like speed dating? What is that?
It is exactly like speed dating.
Okay.
Except instead of trying to meet a romantic partner, you're just trying to meet more people and, you know, try to find out what's going on. It sounds really fun. Another one by Cindy Reeves, where she went to a brewery where they were having this speed friending event. What happens is you get up there and you're on one side of the table and the other person on the other side has a list of questions. You sit down and you just give them a random number and they ask you the question that's that number. And it can be anything random. It could be like, you know, what kind of a fictional TV family would you see yourself a part of? And then it just kind of sparks a discussion, and you talk about, and it leads to everything. But after a few minutes, you know, the bell rings, and you get up and you meet someone else. And if you have an opportunity to, you go back and meet the people that you really wanted to connect with. And you can, you know, of course, have a beer with them or whatever. This one was at the Coastal County Brewery, which is up on Olive Road. And so anyway, it's a great opportunity just to meet different people, especially you know, when you're in school, you get an opportunity because you're kind of put together with kids in school, in classes. And as an adult, you know, really just meet your coworkers, and sometimes you need more than that. So
no, that's great.
Opportunity to go meet some new people. How fun and interesting. Yes.
Is it, I'm just curious, are you meeting people all the same gender, or is there everybody's there?
Oh, it's everybody.
Okay.
All different
all
ages,
right.
All different genders, everything, yes.
I just didn't know, like, you know, because speed dating is obviously opposite gender. I just didn't know if they had done it. Like, it was all women event or an all men event or something like that. So, no, I think that sounds like a lot of fun, honestly. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Let's get a traffic report here from Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now on I-10. We don't have any slowdowns. We did get a text in letting us know there's a 4x4 off to the side. It's going to be off to the left side, right near Pine Forest, heading eastbound. So just keep that in mind, but not seeing any slowdowns there. 29 and 90 also checking in clear. Also got a text in that they are at the hump, removing the cones right now on the 3-mile bridge. So running smoothly with three lanes open closer to Pensacola. So just keep that in mind. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I don't know why it's so exciting, but it really is. I guess it's been so long. You know, it's so long, finally, every little bit. Some events coming up, including tonight, a meeting on flood risk. Is that right, Lisa?
That's right. So it's at 6 o'clock, and it is, oh gosh, we were going to say that was, it is at the community center, I believe. I need to make sure I check that out. But they're having one at 10 o'clock this morning in Milton and another one at 6 o'clock tonight. And we have the details in the paper. And I'm trying to look it up right now. It is going to be at the one at 10 o'clock is at the Santa Rosa County Visitor Center in Navarre.
Okay.
The one tonight is at the Gulf Creek Community Center. Yeah.
Okay. All right, great.
If you have any interest in flood or flood risk, be at this meeting because it's going to be an opportunity for you to meet and find out more about what risk you have.
And find the right person to ask the right question to is always helpful. And then starting tomorrow and all the way through next weekend, it's just event after event, right?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, of course, is St. Patrick's Day, so that's going to be super fun. Don't forget to wear your green.
Don't get pinched.
The Rotary Gumbo Cook-Off is Saturday. And, of course, there's going to be, what else did I say? Oh, the charity auction at Tiger Point. It's for a good cause, and you can go in there and buy all kinds of collectibles if you're into NASCAR, if you're into, you know, collecting coins or anything like that. There's going to be all kinds of things there. So be sure and look at the paper for that. And so it's going to be fun. And then next weekend, the 25th and 26th, Saturday and Sunday, if that's the right dates,
that's
it's
right.
going to be the Gulf Reef Celebrates the Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge thing. So lots of things. We are into event season. I will take it.
Yes.
Lisa Newell.
What is that with this cold weather?
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a low of like 39 on Sunday. So, you know, well, it's all right. Lisa Newell, she publishes the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday, gives us a preview of what's in the paper. As always, Lisa, thanks for covering our community and telling us about it. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fun. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:19 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Excuse me? Baking powder?
Renovating 12 of the existing hard courts, and then while that construction's going on, 10 of the clay courts, and then 5 of the asphalt courts will remain open, and then all the others will close on March 20, and expected to be done by fall 2023, obviously weather permitting.
There you go, Mayor DC Reeves talking about the work being done at Rogers Scott right now to revamp those courts. Have been in need of it for a while. Also spend some time talking about the airport expansion that's coming.
The first domino of any expansion is we got to get it designed. And if we wait another year for design, that's another year we go without a terminal. So I was very grateful for FDOT, Secretary Perdue, Philip Gaynor and everyone at FDOT working with us and knowing that urgency. And look, they get it. We explain, you know, we've got competition coming, you know, in other states, nearby states, and that this is important to us. So that was really the big first step.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, do other partners that we're going to have to participate with, like FDOT, get this concept?
Obviously, when you start talking about a construction project on the horizon that's going to be, you know, north of $50, $60 million potentially with five new gates, we've got the demand. That's the exciting part. And
they get it, which is good. I love to see that. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a funny text in from, Mike Wood, our PIO at PPD that we always talk with, and he has been, over the years that Three Mile Bridge has been worked on, he has been one of the people that he's got his pickup truck, PPD pickup truck, parked there enforcing the speed limit and making sure people don't behave like nitwits in the construction zone. And he texted me, he said, "Yes, my life is complete." And I said, "It's like seeing your baby go to college." And he's like, "It is." It's just like that. Aw. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
The American military has now released video that it says shows the Russian fighter jet harassing and colliding with the U.S. drone over the Black Sea. The video, the...
Wait a minute. We dispute this video. did not happen.
Did not happen.
Did not dump fuel. Did not bump a plane. Are not in Black Sea right now.
The accent's getting better.
We do nothing wrong. My accent gets... It gets better the more caffeine I get, yeah. Ukraine invaded us.
I'm guessing about three cups in, one per hour.
Sky is green. Gravity not real.
Now, the video that the U.S. European Command released this morning was recorded by the drone's onboard camera. American commanders ordered the drone to be crashed into the sea. The state taking over the biggest school district in Texas. The Texas Education Agency says intervention is necessary in the Houston Independent School District. School officials were notified yesterday, and this one's a little concerning. More than 2 tons of uranium are missing in Libya. The International Atomic Energy Agency said yesterday that efforts to find it are underway. The nuclear watchdog said 2.5 tons in 10 drums went missing during an inspection earlier this week.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 824 on News Radio 92.3. I'm laughing because you may not have caught the news, but T-Mobile has acquired Mint Mobile. And the only reason I probably care about this is because, you know, about a year ago, we switched over to Mint. It's okay. It's cheap. It's cheap. And, you know, Ron Reynolds. It's one of those great examples of a lot of people who bought Mint Mobile bought it because it was cheap and bought it because Ron Reynolds. You know, it's like lifestyle marketing. He's cool. We like him. We'll try out this thing. So they have sold, massive sell. You know, he's going to make a bit of money. I think it's $1.3 billion, if I remember. I'm going off memory, not looking at the story. What was making me laugh is that he's now put out a statement. You ready? What do you think this is going to be? You think it's going to be funny? He says, "We are so happy T-Mobile beat out an aggressive last-minute bid from my mom, Tammy Reynolds, as we believe the excellence of their 5G network provide a better strategic fit than my mom's slightly above-average Mahjong skills." Oh, man. You know how, like, there are some people you kind of just wish you could be friends with? Don't you kind of wish you could be friends with Ryan Reynolds? I mean,
yeah.
don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you'd be the boring one in that crowd. 825 News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Gracie's got traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with nothing to slow you down on I-10 as well as I-110. We are looking good throughout Gulf Breeze on 98, as well as Tiger Point and Navarre 98. Nothing to slow you down. Garcon Point not showing any delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge looking good in both directions. See something else on the road?
What looks really good about Three Mile Bridge?
We have 3 lanes open in the northbound direction. We have crews on scene right now around the hump area, taking away the orange cones.
Love it.
So, it's looking good for everyone. This traffic report is brought to you by New South Window Solution. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Gracie. So I joked when I played the other day. I played you the open from SNL where they pretended to be at the Oscars, and they were making a joke about all the Irish people who had been nominated, and then they had Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. This is the original joke from SNL.
Because I'm told we have the stars of the Banshees of Inisherin, Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. How do you guys like your chances? dances tonight?
You know, das awards and, you know, like, take words of troops for where and you be.
Hey, me green pewatari, swill toony trees in it.
Yeah. Bush like they say, you know, our times to go work, are giving like it's been for long on. So take ye team, me whole team at CAA.
Wow, and they haven't even started drinking yet.
And I said at the time, I said, you know, somebody's probably going to get offended by this. Yep. Yep. So offended that, you know, the reports are that, you know, Irish people are upset. Some, by the way, I will say this, some are upset. And it actually came up in the Oscars, like when Jimmy Kimmel was running around doing little interviews in one interlude, he actually came to Colin Farrell and asked him a question, which is kind of a joke question, but listen to what Colin Farrell said.
The next question is from Joey Perello from Las Vegas for Colin Farrell.
Haven't seen Joey in years.
Well, Joey would like to say, Colin, I loved your performance in The Banshees of Inisherin. My question is, what were you saying in the movie?
I'd like him to go on YouTube and check out SNL last night and he'll have a good idea.
And that way he'll figure it out? All right.
See, that's a funny comment. But the way it's been misrepresented is Colin Farrell throws shade. Colin Farrell lashes back. Colin Farrell hits back. No, he didn't. He just referenced the sketch, which was a funny reference in the context. He gets it. But yeah, you have people. Well, it's not funny to make fun of Irish alcoholism. After all, Colin Farrell had a substance abuse problem. And so what? You know, well, the Irish don't think this is funny to stereotype. And so what? It's the last refuge of it. Look, when Irish people with a heavy accent speak, it is hard to understand them if you're not Irish. Just like I am sure, I know it's true, that some guy from the Bayou, Louisiana, talking to a British audience, or heck, an American audience, is hard to understand. And it's okay to make fun of that. It's funny. No, it's not. It's racist. Really? It's racist? Against the white Irish? Just stop. Just stop. Learn to have some fun. Learn to relax a little bit. You know, I did this long time ago, did this Bible study where the one thing I remember from it that was really meaningful to me was they said, you know, in order to take offense, you have to take it. Like, that's an action. You can choose. You can choose not to take it. You can choose to just enjoy something, laugh, not worry about it, not be offended. Taking offense is a choice. Not taking offense is a choice. Do better with your choices. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? So, former President Trump says that January 6th was really Mike Pence's fault. Oh, my God. Really? Look, I have defended the former president. I said it wasn't his fault that some of the people in the crowd did what they did. But come on, brother. Is Mike? Because, oh, he didn't do his job. Stop. Just stop. What do you have coming up, David?
The mother of the teen that died on the tower drop ride in Orlando's got a settlement. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Video of a Russian fighter jet clipping a U.S. military drone's propeller over the Black Sea is declassified and made public. The Russians claim there was no contact.
Stills were also released showing the MQ-9 propeller intact, a second showing the propeller damaged. Pilots say the strike was probably not deliberate. The Pentagon says the aggressive flying certainly was.
Fox's Mike Tobin. There are Russian ships in the area where the drone went down. Preliminary numbers show it fell last year, but the maternal death rate in the United States in 2021 was the highest since 1965, according to the final federal figures.
Maternal death rates are higher in the U.S. than in any other high-income country, and rates among Black women are more than twice as high as white women. Experts believe COVID-19 was the main driver of the 2021 spike.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the 2021 maternal death rate, 33 per 100,000 live births. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31. News Radio 92.3, I'm David Wayne. The mother of a teenager from St. Louis that fell to his death on the world's tallest tower drop ride has now reached a settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit. Nikia Dodd and her attorney announced that settlement near Icon Park yesterday.
My son took his last breath on this ride. It's heartbreaking, devastating. It's a feeling that I hope no parent will ever have to go through after this ride comes down.
And that Orlando Freefall ride is now being dismantled. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson slipped out of a seat on the ride last March, falling 100 feet to his death. The eighth grader was a football player who was visiting the park with his team during last year's spring break. PPD continuing to investigate that shooting across the street from the Club Climax nightclub here in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he contacted the club's owners to talk about how the violence at their club could be stopped.
People don't feel safe when they live in Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. That's the number one thing they care about. And so when these things happen, and especially at the same place, it's extremely frustrating. And it becomes our top priority, no matter what else is going on.
And Reeves said that over the last 5 years, PPD officers have been called to that nightclub hundreds of times. And there had been three murders there. PPD continuing to look for information on the fatal shooting. The victim was identified as 23-year-old Ariel Thomas earlier this week. His family and friends held a vigil yesterday at Palafox Pier. NASA is showing off a prototype of the new space suit that'll be worn by the next crew that goes to the moon.
Black in color with splashes of light blue and safety orange, the new lunar suit developed by Axiom Space will protect the first woman and the first person of color when they walk near the moon's southern pole as part of the Artemis 3 mission.
This is going to be such a much more flexible suit, and the range of motion is really going to improve the astronauts' ability.
Veteran space shuttle astronaut Peggy Whitson, who will fly an Axiom mission later this year. If all goes well, these new suits could be putting new footprints on the moon in 2025 or 2026. I'm Rory O'Neill.
An effort to stop the removal of Confederate monuments is moving forward in Tallahassee. A Senate committee yesterday passing the Historical Monuments and Memorials Protection Act. SB 1096 prevents local governments from removing Confederate monuments that are on public land. The bill would also allow those who damage or deface a monument or memorial to be sued for damages. State Senator Jonathan Martin is the bill's sponsor. He says history, good or bad, needs to be available for everybody to see. Well, we learned earlier this week about that big fight between drivers at the Southern Raceway in Milton. Both of those drivers have now been suspended. The Southern All-Star Dirt Racing Series says driver Ashton Winger suspended for 60 days with a zero-tolerance probation. His father was accused of attacking the other driver with a hammer after a crash on the track, and driver G.R. Smith was suspended indefinitely for actions that happened on the track. The series says that driver struck the 12 machine under caution, didn't comply with the race director, and was disqualified from the event. Smith was reportedly also the driver that was assaulted by Winger's father, Gary. On Monday, we reported that Gary Winger was accused of assaulting a driver after a crash. He was charged with burglary and aggravated battery. Ashton Winger and Scott Parker were arrested for disorderly conduct that night. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. That's I-10 and I-110, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good with no delays in 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, traveling at posted speeds. We do have all three lanes opening up in the northbound direction on the 3 mile bridge, so just keep that in mind as you are heading into Pensacola. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. This report is sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund or your money back plus $100. Limited time offer for new clients filing for participating locations. The max value is $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be slightly warmer as we go into the afternoon today. Mostly sunny skies, high near 72. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms move in, starting in the late morning, lasting through the afternoon hours. A few storms could be strong. High on Friday near 77 degrees. Temperatures drop overnight near 46 degrees. We're going to be seeing some sunshine return for your Saturday with a high near 60. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. We've got quite a range of temperatures being reported here across the area this morning. In Pensacola, it's 58. We've got 64 degrees reported in Gulf Breeze and 47 reported in Milton. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Our latest reports here showing Dow down 195.93 at 31,678.64. The S&P down 2360 at 38,68.33. And the NASDAQ down 67.27 at 11,366.78. Our bond rates were at 3.408%, and gold at up 550 at 1936.80. Silver at 2205 today. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits went down a little bit last week. The Department of Labor says 192,000 jobless claims were filed in the week ending March 11th. That was a drop of about 20,000 from the previous week. The federal board that oversees the freight rail industry, allowing a proposed merger by two major freight railroads. The Surface Transportation Board approved the merger of Kansas City Southern and Canadian Pacific Railways. And a federal appeals court ruling that paid time off is not part of a worker's salary. A three-judge panel of the Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made that decision this week. It means employers can take away paid leave when salaried workers don't meet productivity quotas. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
We just got a funny text, and we were talking about accents, you know, and like Louisiana and Irish and all this. Somebody says, hell, I'm from Cantonment. My own family and friends make fun of me and can't understand me. I bet that's true. You know, I had a different topic in mind, but now you kind of got me thinking I should ask this one. I don't know if this will go anywhere. Maybe it doesn't, okay? But what's the accent that you have trouble understanding? 437-1620. You know, sometimes we try a question, it just doesn't work. Sometimes it does. That's okay. I'm always willing to experiment. My boss has a philosophy. He says, hey, Andrew, go ahead and fail. Just fail fast. You know, don't waste a lot of time failing if it's not going to work. So I have a backup. But I'm curious, is there like one particular accent that, or dialect, if you prefer the term, that when people who speak English speak this way, and you're just the what you say? So I struggle a little bit with the heavy Cajun. I do. When I'm listening to somebody, and you know, part of it is because I'm like mystified by it. It's not just that my ears can't really pick out the sounds very well. It's kind of like my brain is reluctant to, like, I just shouldn't have to work this hard to follow the English language. But, you know, that's me. And this is speaking as somebody who comes from the Midwest. I have what's considered the standard dialect for English, you know, in America, for American English. And so, you know, I'm lucky. Basically, wherever I go, you can understand me because TV talks like me. That's the idea. That's the benefit. It does mean that in the South, I'm a little out of place, but I'm acceptable. I'm allowable, y'all. So, and Gracie, do you have a particular accent that throws you?
Not really one that comes to mind just on every day, but I will say when I was in high school, I was taking a dual enrollment class and I had to take calculus, and my teacher had a very strong Indian accent.
Oh, okay.
And he was like very like, if you can't understand me, like I'll say it again. It was so hard for me to try to understand calculus.
Yeah.
On top of an accent. I was doomed.
But that's true. I mean, it's hard enough to penetrate calculus itself for a lot of students.
Yeah.
If it's also inhibited by a language barrier of any kind.
Yeah.
I understand.
So that's the one thing that comes to mind is that was a tough semester.
No, that's good. And, you know, we've been talking about the business with the Irish accents. I will tell you, I joke around with Julio Diaz sometimes where when Guy Ritchie makes a movie, I won't watch it. Because, and it's more his original movies, but they're so heavy in the kind of lower end, like Surrey-ish kind of British accent that is just, oh man, I have no idea what you're saying. And I worked there for 6 months. Like, I should know somewhat, but I just can't do it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, people from Louisiana, especially from South Louisiana, you almost need subtitles whenever they talk. Right, yeah. Somebody here says Cantonment. The Cantonment accent. Can't penetrate it. Yankee accent. What is a Yankee? That's probably me. That's probably me. The way I talk sounds like a Yankee, I suppose, because it's the standard central Midwestern Chicago area. By the way, not Chicago like about them Bears. You know, not that kind of accent, but like just the standard pronunciation for things. And it really is kind of funny. There is a thing in the industry where TV hosts, for example, and radio hosts all sort of relatively talk alike because it's that standard Chicago dialect. It's the same one that, you know, your British actors or your Southern actors learn that accent for in movies unless they're playing a British character or a Southern character. That's why Colin Farrell sounds so weird when you see him on an interview. You know, that's why all these people sound weird when you hear him on an interview. Oh my God, you're English. Yeah, they are, but they don't sound like it. 437-1620, without a doubt, a Scottish brogue, somebody says. Somebody here says, my father was a career Marine and the Scottish accent was extremely hard. You really had to listen. Yeah, you know, it's funny in Austin Powers, but it's true. It really is. The heavy Irish, the heavy Scottish, you know, any of those, they are definitely very difficult to understand. The people who answer the phone when I call customer service. Oh, yeah, often. I mean, and that can be a variety of different accents. Frequently, Pakistani, Indian, you know, that's a common enough one. But it could be Eastern Asian, Southeastern Asian. That's another one you get. And sometimes Eastern European, sometimes Spanish speakers. I mean, you get Spanish speakers as well.
And just even on the phone in general.
Yeah, phone is already harder.
Yeah, just makes it 10 times harder.
When you can't see them, exactly. That's right. This is actually fair. Somebody says Black English. And they used to call it Ebonics. Don't really call it that anymore. They call it Black English. That's true. And what's interesting about Black English particularly is it's a combination of ways of pronouncing things, but there's also a really hefty amount of slang, a hefty amount of word usage that differs, that the words really only Black people use that white people don't really use. It is difficult sometimes. And they know, because they'll say, you know, I'm talking to my Black voice, talking to my white voice. That's a thing that Black people are well aware of that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says Yankee as in New England. People from Boston, they don't count. That's not English. I'm sorry. Somebody here says Filipino accent. Somebody says the Democrat accent. I don't know what that means, but it's funny. All right, 845 on News Radio 92.3, 437-1620. We've got Gracie sitting in for Candy today with traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 accident-free right now. We also are checking in clear. That's going to be on our bridges. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, not showing any delays. 3 Mile Bridge, we do have 3 lanes open in the northbound direction, getting the cones moved out this morning. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. See something else, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
You know, it's funny, somebody texted in heavy metal lyrics. That's not exactly an accent, but I think we all know that screaming, guttural, difficult to digest, right? Difficult to hear, unless you speak the language, in which case you're like, I don't know, it's clear as a bell to me. 846 on News Radio 92.3. If you are 40s and 50s, typically is when you start to notice this, maybe into your 60s, but it's your parents. You notice that your parents are having a harder time doing the stuff they're supposed to do all the time. Cooking, cleaning, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, that kind of stuff. It might also be that they're starting to show, cognitive issues, memory issues, forgetting things, right? Well, okay, either or both of those are an indication that they need some help. And you might think to yourself, I told myself I would never, ever put them in a nursing home. Okay, well, there's a whole other option. It's called assisted living. And if you don't know, like, this terrain very much, it's very easy to think assisted living and skilled nursing are the same. They're very much not. Independent living is the key hallmark of assisted living, where you live on your own with a lot of independence. You just get help from staff that are going to be able to do a lot of these things for you that are really too much for you as the kids to take care of all the time. And I know it's a bit of a, you know, you don't want to talk about this. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to admit that this is actually happening. Those are all the wrong impulse. You want to think and deal with this right now because that's when your folks need it, okay? Talk to my friend John Horton. He's got a company called Assisted Living Locators. He doesn't charge you anything. He'll help you figure out what's best and where because there are more than 30 options locally. You want to have somebody who knows all the available options. 712-0887 or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
Ever have one of those awkward moments when a business disappointed you? You got ripped off? Didn't get what you expected? The Better Business Bureau can help you avoid these uncomfortable situations. BBB accredited businesses are honest, ethical, and reviewed annually by the BBB. Don't experience another awkward moment with a bad business. Trust the ones that operate with integrity. Look for the BBB seal. It's the sign of a better business. And find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
None of this ever happened, gentlemen. And I don't want to see any paperwork on this.
Oh man, somebody just sent me a, I have not had a chance to preview this, but I trust the person and I watched a little bit of it and it made me laugh. This is a TikTok video that somebody did about the whole accent thing.
How in the world do you say that? Townsend, Mississippi edition. Although it's 100% not spelled this way, it is pronounced Bogachitta. Number two, you can get all fancy Nancy with this one, but it's actually not pronounced Gautier or Gaultier. It's Gaucher. That's right.
This is all accurate, by the way. This is so funny.
Just Gaucher. Ever since I can remember, I've always loved the name of this town. And I don't even know why. It's pronounced Nanawaya. This one right here, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you. Because you don't go into the town of Tishomingo and pronounce it Tishomingo. Yes, I know. It's spelt that way. But again, not how it sounds.
100% Mississippi. I love it. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, discriminatory. it's fine. It's fine. It's all fine. It's all fine. Don't sue me. What else do we have going on? I don't know. I was so distracted by all that today. Let's see. This is kind of just like a note, interesting note. You had a guy who was a reporter at Axios that got fired because when Governor DeSantis's press shop sent out a press release about a roundtable they were going to have to talk about concepts like diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, critical race theory, and the impact that these concepts have had on Florida higher education institutions and the students that attend them, His answer back, Ben Montgomery, the reporter with Axios, sent back a terse message that said, this is propaganda, not a press release. And then that got screenshotted by the press shop at for DeSantis, and then he lost his job because Axios, though they don't specifically, you know, they're not going to get into personnel issues, basically he tells Fox News Digital that he thought the press release lacked appropriate context, but the general guidance from Axios is that you're supposed to deal with all sources in a professional way with courtesy and, you know, that kind of stuff. His follow-up to this was some personal news. I made crepes this morning for the first time in years. Strawberry compote and whipped cream. They were delicious. Like, as avoiding the topic of the fact that he lost his job over the way he responded to the DeSantis. So I would not argue for that. I don't think the press shop should have put it out. It's also petty. It's so dumb and petty all around. It's dumb and petty. Is it propaganda? No. Is it wrong to say it's propaganda? Who cares? We're so thin-skinned about everything. And you know, that's one of the things that I see as a sort of a downfall of where we're heading is everything's a fighting word. Everything's an offense. Everything's racism or homophobia or, you know, anti-Christian or whatever. Just stop. For goodness sake, stop. And by the way, you know, learn how to have fun. Like, learn how to enjoy the joke. Especially, can I say this? Okay, my people, okay, conservative Christians, my people sometimes don't do well at laughing at ourselves. Maybe you know one. No, loads of, everything is so serious. Now, I understand the other side too, but, you know, work on your own group. You know, work on your own group. My group needs to have thicker skin, lighter sensibilities in the sense of not caring, you know, not taking it so seriously. And learning to laugh. You know, it's like, I love it when people make fun of religion. Because most of the jokes are accurate. They're fair. It's worth laughing at it, you know? And some people are so uptight, like, you shouldn't make jokes about that. Really? You think God doesn't have a sense of humor? God made giraffes. I mean, God made sex. God has a sense of humor. God, you know, for those who think, and look, I'm going to engage in a racial stereotype here. But I think you'll understand why it's not a bad one. Who are God's people? Who are the chosen people? The Jews, right? Do Jews have a good sense of humor? Yes! The best! Like, historically, if you had to match up people groups, you know, who's got better jokes? The Koreans, the Jews, the Lithuanians, the Americans. The Jews win! You know, all the great comics, so many of the great comics, great comic writers. Okay. Well, okay, so these are people who are, you know, closest to God's heart, had experienced a lot. They're most familiar with the Old Testament. They don't accept the New Testament. That's fine. We disagree. No big deal. So you're telling me God has no sense of humor, but his people have the... it doesn't make any sense. So anyway, just learn to lighten up, have a good time, relax. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, you know, whatever. Dependable, obviously. Let's see. We got traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 posted speeds, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. 3-mile bridge running smoothly. We have 3 lanes opened up in the northbound direction. Cones getting removed this morning. And Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach, Lillian Highway, all looking good. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Gracie. Oh, somebody texted in another good example of God's humor, the platypus. Take that, Darwin. No, that's so true. That's absolutely right. And somebody else is like, you know, Book of Mormon's coming to the Sanger. You know, speaking of comedy at the expense of religion. It is, you know. I know I'm weird, okay? I understand that. But I want y'all to be a little bit more weird like me. I don't mind when people disagree with me. I like it. I think you learn from people who disagree with you because they're more likely to see your errors. You know, people who agree with you, you make sense to them. You say things that they're not going to be as critical of because they want to believe what you're saying makes sense. So if you only get around people who agree with you, they're not sharp enough to find the mistakes you make. Your opponents find the mistakes you make. And nobody wants to admit that, but that's helpful because then you can say, oh, yeah, oops, right? And same thing, comedy, at its best, comedy is criticism. But at its best, it's on-target criticism. You know, it's of an actual flaw or of an actual thing. Now, sometimes it's not. That's fine, too. Again, it just doesn't all have to be so serious. 437-1620, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I had not been worried about this 5,000-mile wide mass of the seaweed headed for us, headed somewhere toward South Florida / the Caribbean / the Gulf. But, I mean, 5,000 miles is a lot. That's a lot. Now, it's big, and I've looked at it on a map, and I think, oh, man, that would – because when it rots, right? Like, on its own, it's not bad. It's not going to hurt you. It's just, you know, if it gets hung up on the shore, and we always get some of this stuff hung up on the shore, but when you get a lot of it hung up on the shore, and then it starts to rot and starts to smell and starts to, you know, nobody's coming to the candy white, the crystal white, the wonderful white shores that we have here and thinking what I want is a whole bunch of that. No, I mean, nobody wants that. So hopefully it bypasses us, but it's kind of like everything, right? When the storm is coming to the Gulf, what you're hoping is it doesn't come here. What you're really hoping is it comes nowhere, but what you're really hoping is it doesn't come here. I'm hoping this goes nowhere, but mostly I'm hoping it's not here. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Future news, that's when Gracie and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. NAS Pensacola is opening next weekend. Are they going to have a even more open future? Are we getting closer to having a real announcement?
Yes, but I don't know when. I feel like it might be.
Oh, man, I so want this to happen. It looks like we might actually have a chance to talk to Senator Rick Scott tomorrow about this at 7:35 or 7:40. So hopefully that'll pan out and we'll get better answers on that. Southern Raceway, strong statement. Basically penalties against the people involved in and the teams involved in the attacks. Will this solve the problems of post-race violence and in-race misbehavior?
I hope so.
So I'm going to say this. I would like to believe that, but high tensions, high emotions, lots of money that people spend on these cars. You bump them in the race and then people get angry. And sometimes, I'm just saying, people involved in these activities may sometimes have short tempers. I would like to think this will solve it. I would like to think that. I'm not fully optimistic. Let's see. Will school boards be partisan elections? Will we have that to vote on? Will we approve that?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I definitely think we will. Will Mobile continue? And it's basically its current form after the acquisition by T-Mobile.
No.
I also am worried. It was unique. It was, you know, paradigm breaking, and it was disruptive, and that's why T-Mobile bought it.
Yeah.
And they'll probably destroy it. I would not be surprised about that. How long until US 29 and Brent Lane is fixed and it's not four speed bumps driving east to west?
Seems like it's going to be a little bit.
God, I want it to be soon. But yeah, I mean, I would maybe optimism says a month, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Local Talk with Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, and Bobby Rossi is on News Radio 92.3.